This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Ukrainian authorities on Sunday announced that Kyiv's forces had retaken Klishivka, a tactically important town south of the frontline city of Bakhmut. The commander of the Ukrainian military's ground forces said the town has been cleared of Russian soldiers. Klishivka was captured by Russian troops in January. Now, there's been a lot of discussion about how fast or not fast the Ukrainians are moving in this offensive, but at a briefing, the chair of the NATO Military Committee, Admiral Rob Bauer, says with the current conditions, he cannot see the counteroffensive's tempo speeding up much.
The reason why it takes time is because it is extremely dangerous, because there's an enormous amount of mines in a very deep minefield, more than 10 kilometers with 5-6 mines per square meter. And they have to crawl forward, literally, to get through, to clear the mines, to get to the next physical obstruction.
More than 100,000 refugees from Africa have landed in Italy this year, many of them on the island of Lampedusa, where EU President Ursula von der Leyen and the Italian Prime Minister toured the port Sunday. Von der Leyen promised EU support to stop smugglers from bringing people to the EU illegally.
The most effective measure to counter the smugglers' lies are legal pathways and humanitarian corridors. We will offer migrants real alternatives through this humanitarian admission. This is very important to break the vicious narrative of the smugglers.
Nearly 126,000 migrants have arrived in Italy this year, double the figure by the same time in 2022. This is VOA News. Peoples whose homes were swept away by the floods in Libya's eastern city of Derna a week ago faced the dilemma on Sunday of whether to stay despite the lack of fresh water or flee through areas where landmines have now been displaced. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones says the floodwaters shifted the landmines and other ordnance left over from years of conflict.
A week on, Libyan rescue volunteers confront the devastation, describing the scene as tragic. Entire districts of Derna, with an estimated population of at least 120,000, were swept away or buried in mud. State media said on Sunday at least 891 buildings had been destroyed in the city, whose mayor has said 20,000 people may have died. On Saturday, the UN Libya envoy visited the flood-stricken Derna, where he checked up on field operations and met the head of the Eastern-based administration.
Reuters' Fiona Jones, who says that a report now by the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said Libyan authorities have detected at least 55 children who've been poisoned from drinking polluted water in Derna, where the homeless were surviving in makeshift shelters. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Malta this weekend. According to the White House, the conversation was candid, substantive, and constructive. With North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on his way back home from his visit to Russia, the South Korean president says the international community will unite more tightly to cope with this deepening military cooperation between Russia and North Korea. And he plans to raise the issue with world leaders at the UN General Assembly this week. More on this from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
President Yoon Suk-yeol made the comments in written responses to questions from the Associated Press ahead of his departure to New York. Worries about Russian-North Korean ties have flared since North Korean leader Kim Jong-un traveled to Russia last week for a summit with President Vladimir Putin and to tour a slew of high-profile military and technology sites. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
American Fiction, a satire about race, media, and how white audiences consume black culture, sealed its place as an early Oscars frontrunner by winning the coveted top prize Sunday at the Toronto International Film Festival. The film, the debut feature from Cord Jefferson, tells the story of an author who submits a book and is told it's not black enough. Scott Walter.